everyone, and welcome to On the Agenda podcast. I'm Heath Larson, Executive Director, Associated School Boards. And with me again today for our final legislative wrap up of this week is Tyler Pickner, Director of Communications. Thanks for being with us, Tyler.
Thank you for having me, Heath. The wind is blowing here in Pierre and it's sending everybody home.
Everyone went home for today. Just want to give a shout out and one last quick, brief legislative update to all of our members, all of our land members out there, our Legislative Action Network folks and members. Just really appreciate your engagement and involvement this session. We had 13 land alerts that went out, most since 2016. So we utilized our land folks well this year, and seven bills specifically dealt with the 13 land alerts that we sent out. And thankfully, wish all of them would have gone our way, but there was only one of all of our land alerts that we sent out that didn't go our way. So we really greatly appreciate our land members and membership out there with your engagement and advocacy for our K-12 school districts. As we look forward or look ahead here to the future and what this session produced, this was the 101st legislative session. And we started way back in January, and it kind of feels like we've been, it's been 37 days today, Tyler, 37 days. And
it has been a long stretch for you.
38th legislative day is on March 30th, which is going to be veto day for us. But today finished up the 37th legislative day, and everybody went home today. And this is a little bit of kind of a summary as far as where we're at. But at the end of the day, we ended up in state aid with a 0% recommendation back in the governor's address in December. And revenues came up a little bit as we kind of worked through session. We landed on a 1.4% increase for our K-12 public school districts. So a 1.4% increase in state aid. That was worked through House Bill 1051, and that is on Governor Roden's desk at this time. So that was all passed through and went through, commonly known as the G bill for state aid and for the setting of levies. So the main metric I want everyone to know about is, with the 1.4% increase, is the target teacher salary, which will increase now to $63,700.69. So that is built within that House Bill 1051. And we have to remember the number is not a requirement, but it's the metric just to simply represent the increase to state aid. And we also want to make mention now that the minimum teacher salary is $46,200.38. So that'll be the minimum teacher salary that all the schools will need to make sure, you all need to make sure that you are at, for an accountability perspective, when we factor in the accountability for the 26-27 school year, which is next year. So keep all of that in mind as you're working through your negotiations this year and that negotiation process with your teachers. In addition to that, you have to also remember the average teacher compensation is also a factor, and that does remain in place. So over the last 3 years, or since 2024, schools need to raise their average teacher compensation by 6.65%. So for 2027, just be at 6.65% or greater to make sure you're meeting your average teacher compensation. And that average teacher compensation is salary, it's benefits, it's those FICA amounts that all are included within average teacher comp. So just a reminder for everyone, that's a brief rundown on the state aid update. We're here to answer any questions for you, for any of our members, for any of our schools. So if anything comes up, please reach out to us and give us a shout, and we can talk through those with you as well. I do want to give a shout out to the Department of Education. They also put up their calculator every year on their webpage, and they do a great job providing information for our schools as well when it comes to those accountabilities and what they'll need to do to meet their accountabilities for next year as well. So Tyler, let's talk a little bit about last week of this last week here as we work through session. We had a hand four bills we specifically want to talk about. Why don't you talk a little bit about Senate Bill 245?
So Senate Bill 245 was the property tax bill, ultimately. This one creates the property tax reduction fund. This is going to replace property tax dollars for the general fund levies for the owner-occupied classification. This bill passed the House and the Senate. And so what the main function of this is, they're going to take a transfer from money in the general revenue replacement fund dollars. They're going to put it into this property tax reduction so that for pay 27, they're going to do what they call buy down the levy. So the owner-occupied levy for pay 27 is going to be set at 0.669 mils. So that's what that's going to do is it's going to take the local effort of a school district in the owner-occupied part. And it's going to take that away, and it's going to make them more. Basically, it's going to make us more rely make school districts more reliant on state and the state aid. And so I believe the number was it's about 68, 69% of the state is going to pick up the share to funding education now with that change in the levies. ASBSD was opposed to that bill, you know, just for the reliance on the state on having to provide that money, and especially within tight revenues. It can get a little tricky. I will say that I think that, Heath and I have had these conversations back and forth that this probably isn't the ending point right now. It's just the plan that's going in place, right? So that's going in place for the next year. So we'll just have to wait and see what is going to come about because we've still got a whole nother session before any of this comes in 27. Because the sales tax sunset doesn't come until June 30 of 2027. This bill doesn't go in place, until for pay 27. So for now, 245 is going to take the owner-occupied levy, make it at that 0.669 mark that is set, and then we'll have, the state will pick up that share, and then we'll just have to wait and see what happens coming forward in 2027.
So when we were talking about this, one of the realities of this is when local effort decreases, then state aid is going to have to increase to fill the bucket. So the challenge there in lean budget years is when we're, struggling more for sales tax or having that revenue generation, that is when it can get a little bit tighter. So yeah, at the end of the day, this was simply a shift. 245 is a shift, a burden shift. And we will be more reliant on state aid. And to your point there, Tyler, we're still a year out from this as far as how all of this can work. So ultimately, there could be some changes, and we could end up looking at this again next session if I was were to predict. In addition to that, I just want to make mention. Remember, last year we had Senate Bill 216 that went through that capped growth, and then this year we had Senate Bill 96, which is an option for the counties to increase the sales tax if they so choose, and that is up to each individual county. So 216, 96, they were working together, and then this 245 bill came in addition to somewhat of a package that was put together when they were kind of working through session this year. So we did oppose the bill. It did end up making its way through the process, and it is on the governor's desk for consideration as well at this point. So we'll keep an eye on that moving forward. But as of now, the bottom line with this bill, we're going to expect or we're going to need state aid to be more reliant on state aid at the end of the day. Let's talk a little bit about House Bill 1241. Tyler, this was two ideas basically that ended up into a bill that would have required a school district to post notice before deciding even on an opt-out. So before the Board of Education ever even made a decision on an opt-out, they would have to have a posting requirement for that, hold a public hearing on it. In addition to that, it would require the number of petition signatures to be 5% of the registered voters of a district, which is in place now, or go down to 2,500 signatures, which is significantly less for some schools. And the rule on that, or the way the bill was written, is to do whichever was less. So we oppose this bill. It ended up being hoghoused. It fell on the Senate side on a 20-14 vote. So we did oppose that bill, and we were thankful that that bill was defeated, and appreciative of all of our land members again for their engagement with that. We worked really hard on that, on defeating that bill. So what about 1253, Tyler? Talk to us a little bit about that one.
1253, another one in that property tax plan here. The mad rush in this last week of session to put some property tax plans in place. This one was going to cap the assessed value for methodology. So it was at the start. So when your house got its value assessed, it was going to put a cap on that of 5%, and so or the total and true value. And so it would have again. This one would have taken your local effort and capped it, which would have made schools more reliant then on state aid at that point. It also would have created some volatility in the budgeting process because this one had a 5-year reassessment, a cap, or excuse me, a reassessment every year was going to be 5 years that they were going to look at this. And so you were looking at potentially some major valuation jumps every 5 years on owner-occupied properties, in the neighborhood of 15, 20, 25%, even more, maybe we'll see. So that would have created some volatility. ASBSD opposed that bill. Thankfully, it was defeated on the Senate side in a 24-9 vote. It did not go through. So that was another one. Shout out to Heath and the land members. We helped get that one killed.
Absolutely. And last but not least, we had House Bill 1323. I guess I have two more. I have 1323 to talk about quick. Another opt-out, another election bill, change the number of signatures. It was dealing with all referable school board decisions. Same kind of concept there. So we were able to defeat House Bill 1323. Again, ultimately, it wasn't ready for prime time. We did oppose the bill. And thankfully, we're able to come out of that one with a win there as well. So, last but not least, Senate Bill 106. This was a support bill for us. We actually had a few supports this year. Funding was pretty tight, pretty lean. So, in those kinds of years, a lot of those have a hard time getting traction and getting some ground. But this one did. Senate Bill 106, it was an important funding bill for public schools as it did increase funding for the Extraordinary Cost Fund in special education from $4 million, and they did raise it to $5 million. So we got an extra $1 million of there are in that fund for extraordinary cost in special ed. We had worked to get the index factor onto that so we would include inflationary increases with it. We ended up removing that to make it more palatable. So we ended up get the 4 million to 5 million in that extraordinary cost fund. So that is on Governor Roden's desk for signature as well. We did support that bill at ASBSD, and we are hopeful that Governor Roden does sign the bill. And final count on bills, and this is kind of an interesting year. It was a
Say the
busy
least.
year. 571 bills, Tyler, is what was the amount they're saying the most since 1998 for bills that were introduced. If you add in resolutions, it went to 607 with resolutions, and then you throw in commemorations, and it ended up at 666. So all in all, a busy session, and we were tracking 109 pieces of legislation, and you were following all of that on Bill Tracker, doing a great job updating that for all of everyone on Bill Tracker. We had 54 monitors, so that basically means we're watching a bill, keeping an eye on what's going on with it, where it's at, et cetera. We had 19 support bills of those 109 that we were tracking. Three of those bills did reach the governor's desk at the end of the day, so we were pleased with that. And then seven commemorations were enrolled.
And those support bills were Senate Bill 106, which you mentioned, which was the extraordinary cost fund increase, 1130, which is the flexibility within the capital outlay fund, and then 1051, the state aid bill, which was coming through with the 1.4%, we were able to support that one.
Yeah, we were happy to support that one when we started at 0%. The House Bill 1051, we were in opposition of that just simply because of the 0% recommendation. We wanted to work for our schools and try to get our schools off of that number and try to find a positive number. It certainly, we wanted that number to be greater even than what it was, but certainly we're thankful we could assist in working to get that up to the 1.4, and we are appreciative of our legislature for and governor for being willing to work with us and get us, at least some increase in state aid. And then finally, we had 36 opposition bills this year. So a pretty good number of opposition bills. Again, only two reached the governor's desk. So we had a success rate there of 94% for ASBSD and defeating those bills this session. And again, just want to thank Tyler, all of our staff here at ASBSD. In addition to that, want to thank all of our land members, our board members out there, all of our memberships, our superintendents, our business officials, anyone who was very helpful in advocating for public K-12 education. We need your support, and we are thankful that we have that as we lead and advocate for all of you in the work that we do during legislative session.
And I just
So
want to jump
with
in here, Heath, and say that we want to
yeah.
say thank you to you as well for all of your work over at the Capitol. You mean a fantastic job. 36 is the second highest number of opposes, second only to last year's, which was 44. That means in 2 years over there at the Capitol, you've had to oppose 80 bills. And so major props to you on this session for all of your hard work, and we thank you for that.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a privilege to work for ASBSD, and it's great to have it. Makes it easy when you have everybody rowing the boat in one direction and everyone's working hard for our schools. So, really appreciate everyone out there, and thanks for being with us on the agenda.